This channel is free, and it stays free. Good TOEFL coaching costs more than a lot of people can pay, and plenty of you simply want to speak English properly. So, real interview questions, answered the way a native speaker actually talks.
Thanks for taking part. I've got a few questions about goals and learning. Have you set yourself any learning goals recently?
Yeah, I'm trying to get through a book a month in English, which I know sounds modest, but I'd been saying I would read more for about 3 years without doing it, so a number helped more than the intention did. I picked a month because a week is too tight for anything long, and a year is too far away to feel real. Months are also short enough that missing one doesn't end the whole thing. It's working better than I expected, mostly because I choose books I actually want to finish rather than ones that sound impressive. I got through 4 novels last term. The one I abandoned was the one I picked because it was supposed to be good for me.
Do you prefer to set small, step-by-step goals or one long-term goal?
Long-term, with the small ones underneath it. On their own, small goals drift. I'll hit 5 in a row and realize they weren't pointing anywhere in particular. Without it, I'm just busy in a tidy way. The long goal is what tells me which small ones are worth doing. But a long goal by itself is useless too, because there's no way to tell whether today went well. So I keep one sentence about where I'm going and a very short list of what to do this week. When I check the week against the sentence and they don't match, that's the useful signal. That's happened twice this year, and both times the weekly list was the thing that was wrong.
Tell me about a goal you set and didn't reach.
I was going to learn to swim properly, not just stay afloat, actual technique. I booked 10 lessons and went to 3. The 4th week I slept through it, and after that the whole thing quietly stopped. What went wrong wasn't motivation, it was scheduling. The only class was Tuesday at 7 in the morning, and I told myself I'd become a morning person to make it work. I didn't become a morning person. Looking back, I set a goal that required me to change something else first, and I never planned that part at all. If I tried again, I'd find a class at a time I already go out, rather than building an hour of willpower into every Tuesday.
Do you think people will keep learning new skills throughout their working lives?
Most will have to, but I don't think many will enjoy it. There's a version of this where everyone happily reinvents themselves every 5 years, and I'm skeptical. Learning something new is uncomfortable, and it's much harder at 40 with a job and children than at 20 with neither. What I'd expect instead is a lot of reluctant, narrow learning. People picking up exactly the one tool their work now requires and no more. A spreadsheet function, not a philosophy. Which is still learning, just not the inspiring kind. The people who genuinely keep learning for its own sake will be the same minority who always did. The difference is that everyone else won't have the option to stop.
That's the set. All of these recordings are free to download at datoefl.com, and there are free practice games there too. See you in the next one.